are here at the NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with CU Direct's John Carrington. How are you, John?
Very good. Doing good.
Excellent. Excellent. How's the show going so far? I know it just kind of kicked off, but how's it going?
Just kicked off, but a great attendance and a lot of energy here, and everybody's looking for innovative ideas to compete in the industry out there. It's a very competitive landscape.
A little bit.
Speaking of which, the topic of today's conversation, strategies credit unions need to look at and addressing from a lending perspective to compete in 2017. That's a mouthful, but it's the truth. So give us a little bit more information on this topic.
Well, what credit unions need to do is really concentrate on having a good, consistent lending program that fits their members. So, you know, when they're out there lending in the marketplace and competing with other financial institutions, they have to have a program that their members know and understand, and that their members can use credit unions as a resource to go to for their lending needs. And on an indirect lending standpoint, if they're working with the dealer, they need to have a good, consistent policy and have great service for the auto dealer, so that the members that they are attracting through the process out in the marketplace, they can have the difference maker, which is service. Service, consistency, and a good knowledge base for the dealers and their members of what their financial institution gives to their members.
Why is this so important today? I mean, obviously the competition issue factor is huge right now, as we were talking about just before. So is that pretty much the main driver of all this, or is there anything else that we should be aware of, or credit unions should be aware of?
Well, the main thing they need to do is just be a difference maker and really give a service level that is much better than what the competition is out there. Banks and other financial service companies seem to not give the service that credit union members need. And credit unions, if they focus on the service level, they can always come out ahead, because consumers and credit union members are really looking for somebody to give them service and address the needs that they have.
And coupling it with the technology that's out there in this environment, man, that's kind of a no-brainer. It sounds like a home run for a credit union out there if they kind of put two and two together. It's pretty good.
Yeah, credit unions need to have the technology to be competitive in the marketplace too, just not service. So from a technology standpoint, they need to have the connections out there in the marketplace that their members can access, whether it's just a regular online access or mobile access, or have access at the dealer so that they can go to the dealership and transact their business. Another thing that's really important from a technology standpoint from a credit union member is that if they're looking to buy a vehicle, to use the technology out there to get pre-approved from their financial institution. And then when they show up at the dealership, there's really no haggle about what type of financing the member's going to get. They're already pre-approved, and they can get financing right at the dealership and have a good closed end and a great experience.
It's called leverage.
Exactly.
You go in there with that. Yes. Hey, let's wrap up here with your conference next month. It's called CU Direct's Drive 17, happening next month. Anything you want to talk about there? I mean, it's always a big show for credit union in our credit union land. So what's going on there?
Well, exactly. It's in Las Vegas, so a lot of good things always go on in Las Vegas. But you know, we have a great array of speakers there to really promote innovation within the credit union industry and how credit unions can be much more active in their lending activities and be a much smarter lender out there with their members. So it's really what innovation is out there to make the credit unions more competitive in all aspects of lending activities.
Yeah, because, I mean, auto lending has just been off the charts the last couple of years. I mean, do you see that trend continuing, or is there going to be a kind of a plateau? What can credit unions expect in 2017?
Well, so far, credit unions are going gangbusters this year, even though the industry car sales have remained flat. So we look at car sales remaining flat this year compared to last year, maybe down a little, but we see credit unions continuing to get their fair share of their market. They're very competitive, credit unions are, and they have great rates for credit union members, and again, the service level. Credit unions provide a difference maker in the service level compared to other financial institutions in the marketplace.
And that is a recipe for success. John?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, man. Well done.
Thank you.
Good job.
Okay.
Enjoy.